I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tone, good morning.
Hello, Kenny.
It's good to talk to you.
Well, yeah, I saw more of your Lizzie this weekend than I even talked to you or
Great.
Heard from you.
Great. How'd that go?
I was more interested in what you were doing at home, actually. Because she painted such vivid detail of Kenny being at home alone. My three sons, all of a sudden.
They were so well behaved until right before she got home. It was a total disaster. 5 minutes before she got home, it became a total nightmare. They broke their power wheels. Or I should say the bed, because they have the Ram 3500 power wheels. And boy, you should see what that thing is on gas.
They got a power wheels fifth wheel for that thing?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Weekend trips?
Elon Musk hasn't made something
But they go and they they push on the tailgate, yank on each other, and then neighbor kids driving around and stuff like that. And I got to buy new batteries for the battery. By the way, the battery, if you get your daughter a power wheels, by the way, know this. The battery with the carry thing is like $90. If you just get the battery is like $30. So let you know that. All you need to do is get a YouTube video. They show you how to pop it off, put it in its new holster, and then away you go. But they sell it with a battery holster thing that goes into the truck.
Do little girls have pink power wheels?
Hell yeah, they got pink Jeeps and
all
that other
stuff.
You got
your 6-volt, and you got your 12-volt.
You got your big boy.
Is she going to be doing the Jeep wave?
I think it's only,
Jeep wave.
I'm sure my sons probably would have liked something else, and I got them a Ram. Why? We all know why.
Yes.
We all know why. And so don't think you're above it. You'll get them a Jeep, and we all know why. Anyway, that came apart, so I'm out there. It had to look ridiculous what she pulls into. She pulls into the driveway. I'm mad because they're just... It's like, I got to tell you every little thing, and you won't do it. And I got a cigar hanging out of my mouth.
Remember,
I'm sitting there sweating my ass off in the middle of the heat on Saturday, trying to get the thing
you
fixed.
You had just gotten off the phone with me because I was leaving the shower. I had some private things I wanted to talk to you about.
And she came home 5 minutes after you got off
the phone. And you had just said, Anthony, I got to go now. Good talking to you. They just broke something.
Yeah. And you said I had an hour. You said I had an hour, and she was in the driveway 5 minutes after.
Oh,
and she's just waiting, and all the stuff's in the middle of the driveway, so I have to get it out. I'm like, no, I don't want you leaving the car down at the end of the driveway because they want to play, and I'm not dealing with any of this. So it was rough. It was a rough five-minute period. Everything else was fine. I took them to Axel's baseball pictures. That was fine. Everything else was fine. Everything else went perfectly because they're terrified of me as opposed to her, so they usually do as I command. This was...
You've scared me on the phone before screaming at your kids.
I don't scream at them. I speak at a volume high enough for them to hear me.
And put it this way. It's not that I'm afraid you're going to do anything bad, really bad to the kids. I am afraid because it takes me back, and I'm all of a sudden thinking about Ken screaming at me as I was screamed at when I was young, and I'm like, I'd be terrified. I'd be so terrified psychologically if I were those children. But apparently they're not because then they just act up whenever they want to anymore.
They are certainly psychologically scarred for me. There's no doubt. I'm a crazy person, and I'm raising crazy people.
Did you have a conversation, real moment here?
What?
I know we got a thousand things.
We really do. Owen got me in a shoot.
I know.
Three seconds before the show started.
I don't want to put that off any longer than we need to. I just want to know, did you have a conversation? And Owen, I'll ask you too. Did you have a conversation at any point? Who's going to be the mean parent and who's going to be the nice parent, the good cop, bad cop? Or does that grow organically?
I think that happens naturally. Go ahead. You can say how you say it.
Yeah, we kind of have established that throughout the time where, and it's more like, hey, I need you to take the good side on this. So they have somewhere to turn when they know that I am more of the enforcer, right?
The Harn Anderson of the couple.
I've always been the double A. You can't be Sid Vicious.
Right.
It's basically
you've
got
to be Oli, okay?
Well, because I asked Sarah this question yesterday, and I think she got upset with me, and she goes, I'm not going to be – none of us are going to be mean. What are you talking about? I said, well, Sarah, you were a teacher. You had to be stern, and then I made her give me her stern voice. So we started to role play. It's the type of role play we do.
That's excellent.
And all of a sudden I said, so what happens if I forgot my homework at home and I made excuses or something? Like, get stern. And she tried to get stern, and I said, I would have laughed you right out of class. There's no way that would have had any impact on me whatsoever.
What age group was this?
She was teaching, I think, fifth graders.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
They're old enough to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have said, there's no way. There's no way that would have done any damage and made me think about my mistakes. There's no way. I said, so you've been taken out of the equation. You cannot be the mean parent. So now I have to be the mean parent to a baby girl? Like, come on.
I hate it.
This is going to be a disaster written all over it.
There does come a time, though. Now, there's no longer the mean parent. There's just the...
Oh, you're not allowed?
Well, no. Now it's the... They know they've messed up. All my kids are old enough now to know, I screwed this one up. Let me go take my medicine on it, and I am the medicine distributor for the most part.
Okay. They think I like it. I hate being mean. Man, do I hate it. And I can't. I cannot.
Yeah. Is there guilt after? Because I hear you on the phone.
There's guilt?
Tons of guilt.
Hell yes, there's guilt. I'm barely home. I was barely home before, and I'm barely home now. And I got to come home and whoop ass and scream. That sucks.
Yesterday, we had a situation that involved... We had a situation that involved... Looking downstairs, seeing the two little boys in a cartoonish-style double headlock rolling on the floor with metal baseball bats. I don't know why those are in the house.
Yep.
But they're in the house now.
Yep.
And threats of Pokemon cards being ripped apart. And so I had to do the punishment. And then immediately after, I go outside and I go, guys, I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry.
I feel terrible.
Why are we doing this? God, why are we fighting like this?
I say it all the time. I get so mad. I have to come home. And, like, if they're in the living room, like, because they have, the whole goal is for them to not take over the whole house. They have their rooms upstairs, and they have downstairs.
And they each have separate rooms. This is the beauty of the compound in Streetsboro, because not every family is blessed with this.
I got to tell you, Jonah's room is significantly smaller than the other two rooms. That's going to be a problem later on. Anyway, if I come home and they got their crap out in that living room,
Gates Mills.
Like it's like when the Undertaker jumps in the ring in the middle of the Royal Rumble and everybody's like, oh, I got out of my own. And they go underneath and say, oh, hold on here. And I just sit there and I stare at them and they put away their toys and they either go upstairs or downstairs. That's what if you have more than one, that's what you'll have to deal with.
But I can't even imagine
and
because
it just sucks. It just sucks
what
the whole
you
way
look like coming through the door. I mean, I'm thinking of the Kool-Aid man right now. But what I'm thinking,
that's a whole wall.
Like my dad was like 5'7", 5'6", and he seemed to tower over you as a child. What much do you look like coming through?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man coming right through the door with a big mean look on his face. I mean, I'm sure my sons will surely talk about me like I'm Bing Crosby. I'm sure. One will accuse the other one of lying about me. It'll be a good time. I mean, I tell them I only have your best interest at heart, but what the hell? Anyway.
Yeah, they'll get that.
We'll talk about your fight at the Cleveland Marathon coming up in the next hour. I'd love to hear that story. Lima almost got in a fist fight at the Cleveland Marathon.
As the MC of the event. I had to turn the mic off and then set it aside in case it was a hot one anyway.
Chris Rock and Anthony Lima, both hosts of a big major event, nearly got hit, the other one did. I got worked into a shoot right before the show, and it wasn't even on, like, any... Because we were like, okay, Genevieve and Clowney signed, how much better is LeBron's defense? And then we were talking about, because Tuesday night, this is Tuesday, right? Tuesday night, tomorrow night, HBO Real Sports is going to have, is it a panel? Is it, or are they going to have, like, I imagine it'll be Soledad O'Brien and then.
Oh, great. Sounds like Real Sports. I'm going to keep watching that show.
Either way, then the accusers will be sitting there and they'll be asking questions. We'll see how it goes. So Wednesday morning ain't going to be a very fun morning.
They're going to tackle climate change on the next episode of Real Sports.
So.
That's the third story.
We were talking about some things right before the show started and, like, okay, what are we going to do Wednesday, this, that, and the other. And something got brought up where Florio had mentioned, somebody brought up the Bahamas trip. And I said, well, Florio said it was like tone deaf and ugly and all this other stuff. And somebody, it's not Lima, I don't know who it was, somebody said, well, isn't it kind of tone deaf?
You don't know who that was?
I want that person to admit it themselves. I didn't want to throw them under the bus.
No, all I said, I didn't say, isn't it? I said, it's not.
There you
There's,
go.
It's not tone deaf?
And I just immediately snapped.
Yeah, like, as you're prone to do when I speak.
Well, no, sometimes. Like, for some fans, yes, I can see where they feel that's tone deaf. I'm not unsympathetic, obviously. But he's allowed to do what he wants. He is an adult. He is being civilly brought into lawsuits, not criminally brought into lawsuits. There is no no-fly. There is no restrictions on anywhere in the world other than where we are at diplomatically with other countries. There are no restrictions of where he can go. He is a free individual and a grown adult. And the other players on the football team are also free individuals and grown adults, and they can go to where they want. I mean, listen, like we had a gag going about, like, man, $200 a night. Should he have spent more? Then people were giving us a $25,000 a night chateau. And I go, well, wait a minute. How much is too much? What's the right amount to spend yeah. on your new teammates and stuff like that? But we're really going to break down the rigmarole. Well, my goodness, all this stuff is going on, and he's going to the Bahamas. Yeah. Like, you got it. You're a brand new football player you're a brand new teammate to a lot of other football players. You have to get their attention the right way. You have to lead them the right way, no matter what any of us in the media have to say. You eventually, I would imagine, we'll see where this all goes, according to some, my goodness gracious, but I'd imagine you have to win football games at some point. This can only help. I think it's not a bad idea to go do so, and I just couldn't believe it.
Well, he's operating as if, hey, we're ready. We're getting ready for the season. We've got, you know, we had the mini camps. We have training camp right around the corner, and now we get ready for the season. Like guys, he's not going to operate as if he's suspended.
I can sit here and say the patented words that we all say, 22 accusers. Boy, that's a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. According to a court of law, he is under no criminal indictment. He is under no longer any under any criminal investigation. He can go to the Bahamas. He can go to Florida. He can go to Iqaluit, Canada. He can do anything he wants. And the people who choose to be around him can do that as much as they want as well. Under the court of law, he can do with anything within reason of the state laws or country laws or whatever. I mean, that's what we're saying here. And I go, my God, of all the things we're going to get.
You
got to get ready for the season at some point. He's got to get ready because he wants to be under the impression that he's going to play this year. Of course.
Which is how the team has been operating. The team, and Jason Lloyd brought this up again over the weekend in a column that he said, you know, the team is operating. Everyone's operating it as if it's going to be maybe a 4-game suspension, 6 games at most. So they have to get ready for a football season, no matter what.
It's the same exact thing, Owen. It's the same exact thing where I regretted what I initially thought for 5 seconds, and I wish I would have thought it out a little further when it was, well, who gets the starting snaps? Is it him or Jacoby Brissett? And I'm like, well, he's a starter. He should be okay, Jacoby Brissett. I go, no. You don't treat a person who's not suspended yet as if they were suspended. That sends the wrong message to the rest of your football team.
Owen, I want to speak for you, but you're saying tone deaf because it's just going to be juxtaposed.
No, I'm not saying PR-wise. That's my belief. I'm just devil's advocating it.
Well, no, PR-wise, it's going to be placed right next to the fact that he just talked to investigators, just had a deposition last week, just had testimony.
I've been, from day one, guy that said, fight this, try to get no games. You have the monetary backing to do it. You believe strongly. you know, or we wouldn't be this far down the road that he did nothing wrong. I'm saying Deshaun Watson believes that. But I'm trying to look at it as a not a Browns supporter right now, as just a guy that's looking from the outside and going, man, you got all this stuff going on. And I wonder if it had not been, if it's just Deshaun going by himself and getting away for a few days, if it's not as big of a deal. But because it's out in the news, and it has to be, you've brought half of a professional football team with you to the Bahamas, but putting it out there and going, I've got nothing else going on in my life. Hey, 30 guys, let's head to the Bahamas real quick.
Should they have photographed it? Should they have talked about it openly? Should they all be smiling in the photo?
Yeah,
well,
they
put up the
photo. They're in the Bahamas. Yeah. Why can't they smile in the photo?
Question is going to be, do the Browns not know that their quarterback, like that's the criticism right away, is do they not understand how much people are on pins and needles? And, of course, waiting for the Soledad O'Brien interview.
So Watson can't build team chemistry? I mean,
the question is, should they have been so flippant or open about them, having fun in the Bahamas, which is what they, I mean, they were golfing. It was a resort trip.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, they showed
up. What did Nick Chubb shoot?
I don't know. I think he was squatting the golf cart.
He had the lead going into 18 and then into the drink it went.
Total choke job.
That coming up at 7:45. Not Nick Chubb's golf game, somebody else's golf game. People are really going over whether they should have smiled in the photos. That's what people are doing.
Well, who are the photos for? Awesome. Like, what is the point of, and this is just the more, I don't know, the implications of all of this and the polarization of this move. It's almost right there in that photo. Like, we are waiting for a potential suspension to come down. Could be any day, could be any week. And these guys are on a resort trip. That's what the media, that's what the fans are going to get a hold of.
So he's not allowed to go afterwards or before or ever?
No, I think he is. It's the broadcasting of it. It's the...
Well, he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do. But you just ask that person, you know that this is going to happen.
We've stumbled into this. 216-578-0092. And you're not wrong with what you just said. Stumbled into this. But I mean, my God. He's allowed to go with his teammates. And I think it's shown that they live in a different world than we do. We'll talk about this when we come back. 216-578-0092, 640 Lima Likes. Also, Jadeveon Clowney back with the Browns coming up later on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:40, Lima Likes, 7 o'clock. He's back. It'll make the defense a lot better. Darryl Ryder, 8:20, 9 o'clock, Zach Jackson, a whole bunch of good stuff coming up. And I can't bring myself to root for Steph Curry. And it's for the reasons that Lima hates that people were tweeting him last night. Golden State up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. So there was... Mike Florio was fit to be tied. And listen, I'm not taking a shot at Mike Florio.
People are saying we shouldn't have Florio on anymore. He's too invested into this story.
I mean, that's a possibility. He gets very emotional about these things. I mean, good God, he won a Myles Garrett throat in prison. So I mean, you can't sit there and say he didn't say that. He basically said that with us, you and me, the next morning.
He did, yeah.
So I know I'm coming from this from a Browns fan perspective. And if he would have picked New Orleans, if he would have picked Carolina or Atlanta, maybe this is a footnote in the conversation. Who knows? I have no idea. I feel that if he didn't pick the Browns, we'd have much bigger problems than where he went to on vacation right now. He went to Deshaun Watson took the offense to the Bahamas. Friday morning, you and I didn't think it was that big of a deal. We made jokes about, well, $200 a night. What's the right amount to spend on your teammate? The wrong amount to spend.
Yeah, whether they should have gone to Cabo or the Caribbean.
Is Atlantis exclusive anymore? Full lines. People calling in whether or not it's exclusive. And I have my reason why, but we won't share that on the air. This morning, it's all, maybe that was tone deaf. Maybe that wasn't. I go, he is to the U.S. government, free to roam about the country and free to roam about any country that has good diplomatic relations with the United States. Mm-hmm. The Bahamas has good diplomatic relations. The entire Caribbean, it seems now, has pretty good relations with the United States. I mean, you know, Cuba can still be a little touch and go, but you get it. So he can go anywhere he wants with his teammates. I mean, people are questioning whether or not they should have smiled in pictures, for crying out loud. Guys, they live in a different world. They live in a different world than us.
And they may think that everybody's way off on this. They may be operating as if he's going to play all 17 games.
I'll tell you this. I mean, this is the conversation. This is one of the conversations that I didn't really want to. I knew if they got him, we'd have to get it. I didn't know they'd go to Bahamas and things like that. But it would be the scrutiny that comes with it where we have to be fair to Deshaun Watson. And two, anybody else who hears this outside of Cleveland goes, well, you guys are just doing the mental gymnastics because he plays for the Cleveland Browns and that's what you guys are going to do. Okay, so you can't actually have your opinion doesn't count for anything. Not mine, not yours, not anybody on the phones, not anything. That's what sucks about this whole thing. Because there is a different life that they live. Because to them, and nobody wants to admit this. Even I don't even want to say it. There are people who, one, they don't know the truth. And so they're not going to say he's guilty. Just like we can't say he's guilty. They have to play with the guy. We don't have to play with the guy. They're going to play with the guy. And plus, if they were to sit there, and I'm sure they're not sitting there going, okay, Deshaun, tell me about the 18th accuser in the night. They're not doing that.
No.
But in their heads, these are men of certain ages. These are men who have been on Instagram. How many of these men have had people who have tried to lure them doing things?
Yeah, they tell them to watch out for people like that all the time around every turn.
Exactly. So there is...
Including family.
No matter if you were to just go into it, there'd be a level of, I can't say sympathy, but there'd be a level of, this is a shared experience between rich professional athletes.
Oh, there's no doubt from day one when we would have Michael Irvin on and talk to other athletes, everyone's like, this will not be a problem in the locker room whatsoever. This will be the furthest thing from that.
And that to some people out there is absolutely appalling. And I can understand why you would feel that way. But that's the world that professional athletes live in. That's the world that they live in. It's a very us against them mentality. That's the way it is. So if they feel they can do it by the letter of the law, go right on ahead and do it. Because he does. He will play. He should play games this year. He does have an offense to lead. He does have a team that he will have to lead. You do what you got to do to lead your football team. So there was never once.
I have no problem with them going.
Okay, what?
I don't know if they should have broadcasted it. You just knew that that sentiment really would be out there.
I really don't know if they did.
Josina
Anderson put out the tweet. She was the first one to do it.
I mean, they were taking photos. It was on their Instagrams. They knew this was going
to get
out there.
Well, once it's out there, who the hell cares? Of course, I don't know if do you really want to say you went on a secret trip to the Bahamas later on. Like, I don't know if you want to do that.
With a group of young guys and go, hey, I'm going to take you on this trip. Please don't tell anybody about it. It's going to make me look bad in the news.
You guys got families and everything. Let's not talk about this. Yeah, I think you got to be honest, open and honest with it. Double A, you just said something. Before we get to Dave, what'd you just say? You just got to be open with it.
Yeah, just be honest.
Okay. Dave and Aurora, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. We got you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say that Deshaun Watson can take anybody he wants anywhere. He's not in a criminal case right now, so there's nothing stopping him from traveling. If I had $230 million, I would take my offense to the Bahamas also. Why not? And why can't you smile on vacation? Everyone smiles on vacation.
No, Dave, he can absolutely do all of that. But there is, we can't be naive and act like there isn't a PR battle and that the NFL all of a sudden doesn't care about optics. Isn't that the only reason that Ray Rice went from getting a two-game suspension and never playing another game in the NFL?
But Ray Rice went from a two-game suspension and never playing in the NFL because Ray Rice had diminishing return. If he had had 1,000 yards rushing instead of 600 yards rushing, Ray Rice would have found a job in the NFL.
No, but it went from two games to out indefinitely once a video came out that showed what domestic violence looked like.
And it was really bad. But
and it shows that the NFL only really seems to care not about victims, not about accusers, not about any of that. They only seem to care about the optics and PR.
And
what has the one criticism been from just about everybody is the PR war here has not gone in a good direction over the last few weeks, maybe month, for Deshaun Watson. It seemed like things were going okay. And now people are saying, what is Deshaun Watson doing PR-wise?
Well,
he's starting to sink himself.
There's going to be – but I don't think that the trip with the teammates sinks him. If we find out some lurid things or something like that, maybe that would change something. But if they just went down to the Bahamas, rode the slide, played football, came back from the Bahamas, and that was it. You're allowed to have a couple of drinks. You're allowed to eat well. You're allowed to do those things. That's perfectly fine. If we find out some lurid things, maybe that will change. But if it was just that, then it was just that. Yes.
But bottom line is there was going to be something at some point where they would say, this is tone deaf. He was going to do something. He can't just live in a hole, right?
Right.
He can't just close off his life and go from wherever he's living right now in Cleveland to the facility and all of that. There would be, even if it was just he took his teammates to Red, like they go, well, why is he eating all this nice steak?
Right, yeah.
Well, you know what? They're all welcome at Nice Steakhouse. If they can deal with the weather, they are all welcome
with
Nice Steakhouse.
It's the most tone-deaf steakhouse in all
of
Cleveland.
You are more than welcome to come to Ken Carmen's tone-deaf Nice Steakhouse and eat dinner, okay? All the green beans, all the mashed potatoes, all the fries, all the coleslaw, wait a minute, we don't have any of those. It's just steak and spaghetti.
Steak, yeah.
If you get the special tone deaf package, Anthony comes to your table and just goes, huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, what?
Coming up next, Lima Likes, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Live on the Fan.
All right, in a normal setting, it's encouraging, it's good, it's positive, it happens all the time. This is how you get yourself properly up to speed with your new teammates to set the tone for the season to come, the very long and difficult and arduous and challenging NFL season start to finish. But it comes off as a little tone deaf.
Exactly. That's, it does. I know.
That was my first thought. Yeah. This is tone deaf.
Yeah.
Letting this be known, leaking this to someone, like this is a good thing. It's not a good thing with everything else that's happening.
Yeah,
and it's another example of what happens when you allow this cloud to linger. There is value in removing the cloud.
That's audio courtesy. That's Mike Florio. Where's that from again?
Pro Football Talk.
Yeah, I tried.
NBC Sports.
I tried. Pro Football Talk NBC. Oh, it's right there on the screen.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well, it's Monday. The show will get better from here.
You're being tone blind right now.
There we go.
It's right on the board.
Thank you very much. Well, when I'm faced this way and when I just can't turn to my left, I can't do it. So that was Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk /NBC. And we're going to push back Lima Likes because there's a bunch of people in here of whether or not Deshaun Watson should have taken this trip to the Bahamas. We didn't even bring it up last week. Whether or not it was a tone-deaf thing, whether or not it was it a bad look, was anything like that. You got to remember, from where Deshaun Watson is, you remember that opening press conference, that introductory press conference, which there were some awkward moments in the introductory press conference. Yes, there were. But when they asked him, do you need about the therapy and all this stuff, he goes, I don't need therapy. I don't have a problem. Like he maintains everything is innocent. Obviously, criminally, that case has been closed for the most part.
Right.
We see, I believe, I don't think anything else is,
it's
all been
done. We haven't seen anything for months, yeah.
So unless there's anything new with accusers or anything comes out, that's all done. So criminally, there's nothing there. Civilly, yes, he's not charged with anything, but he has 22 separate lawsuits that he has to deal with here. But he maintains his innocence. He has not said anything publicly about settling cases or anything of that nature. So it's a different world. And some people, it's a bad look. There's tons of things that NFL football players do together that aren't necessarily a great look. Mm-hmm. I can't look back on this and go, Oh, it's a bad look. When Friday, guys, we were making jokes about the price of the hotel room. Now I'm going to go back and start, oh, that's a, you know what, Mike, you were right. That's a bit, no, absolutely not. If I felt that way, I should have set it back on Thursday or Friday. I didn't feel that way, and I don't feel that way now.
Yeah, but we're in Cleveland, and so people are going to say, oh, yeah, here's Cleveland defending everything he does, and outside of Cleveland is where he's taking a lot of the criticism. You know, This is tough right now because this is just what we're going to have to live with. We're going to have to live with people coming out of the woodwork who are going to criticize every single thing. It's like he can't even smile. Deshaun Watson's not allowed to smile. He's not allowed to have fun, and everything has to be hidden. If they went on a resort vacation and a fun trip, then don't broadcast it. It's a day after he met with NFL investigators. It's a week after a deposition and testimony, and it's right before a big interview comes out with accusers that are surely going to be meant to paint him in an even worse way, which is obviously what's going to happen tomorrow night.
I'm trying to find an analogy. I can't. I know that there's things that, hey, Ken, you're allowed to do. Hey, Lyman, you're allowed to do, but you're not. It's not going to put you in a good light. It's not going to make you look good, things like that. I figure it would be I can't think of anything. Okay, like, hey, I'm allowed to eat whatever I want. I know people would look at me and go, ooh, I don't know if you should be doing that. Should I be entering a hot dog eating contest or anything like that? Probably not. I don't like when my picture's taken while there's food in front of me. I don't like being on camera and eating. I've told you guys that a million times because it's not a good look. I know what I look like. I know that that's a problem to the American public, and I should probably do something about it. But again, I'm allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. And for him, if all the other teammates around him goes, well, you got to lead this way, and this is where there's no analogy to it because I don't need to lead anybody via an eating contest where he has to lead them. They have to believe in him. So this is an olive branch to those players to believe in him, to get to know him as a person. We go, we recreate, we come back, we get ready to do our work. This is where we can get to know each other, not just at a facility.
This is
something
where I wonder,
that I feel
Ken,
that in the NFL, just, real quick, this is something I feel that as a player in the NFL, he'd have to do. He just has to do as an NFL quarterback. He has to do it, whether we are comfortable with it or not.
I just wonder, and you've heard a big push for him to get new PR representation. We heard, I think Aditi has mentioned that. I've seen others mention that as well, that maybe he's just not a good spokesperson for himself. That press conference didn't seem to do him a ton of good the day. Not that there was anything he could do, but I thought about this. Like Cam Newton, could Cam Newton and the way he smiles and the way he's gregarious and the way he starts mentioning media members in his press conferences, could Cam Newton have spun all these accusations in a better way, in a better light, publicly? Could Cam Newton have made that look better? People that may have represent themselves in a better way.
I'm sure at some level, yes. And I'm sure when this is all done, I don't know when that's ever going to be, we'll look back on this and say, okay, there's a difference. But I can't go back when we found out last week and go, yeah, that's what your teammates do, and then come in on a Monday morning. And I'm not accusing you of this. I know we accuse each other all the time. You're not doing this. But I'm not going to come in on a Monday morning going, what Mike Florio said. That's not how
the
I'm
only thing
operate.
That I'm surprised there's so many videos and pictures and social media. I did not that it had to be a covert trip. I'm just surprised that they were willing to broadcast so much of it day after he met with investigators.
And I'll tell you this, going back to the whole whether or not it should have been covert or overt. If you find out later, like say he does get suspended and he gets suspended a significant amount, and then you go, did you guys know that they went on a trip to the Bahamas? He and the offense, they went, like, it just sounds so seedy, so greasy. If everybody's there going, hey, we're a bunch of grown adult men. We're allowed to have a good time. Here we are having a good time. Here's my dinner. This is my tomahawk steak. This is my wine. This is whatever. You're allowed to do these things. You're allowed to do these things. But if I found out later afterwards of the NFL, say they come down and they hand out some suspension of some time. Did you guys hear they went to the Bahamas together? No. They did what they did. That's what they did. It's a team-building exercise. Go ahead and do it. Floyd in Cleveland. Hello.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Not bad. Go ahead.
I have no issues with Deshaun right now. Deshaun is acting like a person who's innocent. He's not hiding from these accusations. He maintains his innocence. So why shouldn't he go, you know, enjoy his life? You know, you guys can't put him in a closet and be like, oh, you're guilty of something that he maintains his innocence from. And also that he's not been convicted criminally and he's not settled civilly. You know, so, I mean, the people that have done something and know that they're wrong, they're hiding. They're like, oh, I hope this just goes away. He's over there in the Bahamas getting to know his teammates. Obviously, his teammates ain't got no issues because they're posing for pictures, eating tomahawk steaks, living the good life.
But, Floyd, do you think
– I'm assuming it's a tomahawk steak.
I'm assuming,
too,
yeah, because you get the best of both worlds. You get the filet and you get the sirloin aspect. So
you get the guy with the sunglasses and the white T-shirt, and he comes and he cuts it.
But, Floyd, what I would ask you genuinely, do you think PR matters to the NFL? Is this bad PR for him?
Well, I'll tell you what. I would say – it only matters if we pay attention to it, if we keep feeding into the negativity. As soon as we stop and stop being TMZ and be like, oh, did he go this? Why should he do this? If anything, an innocent man that he's claiming to be is unjustly being his name tarnished. Look at Johnny Depp right now, what he's going through because somebody said, oh, this, and she was on record, like on a recording, saying nobody's going to believe you. I mean, this in the day and age that we live in, the TikTok, Instagram day and age, a lot of times false accusations get tossed around and everybody believes it because of a little snippet, you know?
Floyd, thank you very much for the call. Let me get to Beck in Twinsburg. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's been a while. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Is it a big deal if he goes to the Bahamas as opposed to a rural farm and Northwest Indiana? You know what I mean? Like, is it just because of where he took his team, you know, an exotic location? I think that's what people are, like, kind of getting, you know, especially when I hear that take from Florio. It feels like people are just making a big deal of where it is, not what he's doing. That's my first take. And then the second thing I have to say is, like, listen, he's a free man, right? He hasn't been accused of anything. The judge didn't put any restrictions on him. You know, there's just a couple things that I need him to not do. Don't get hurt. Don't get anyone pregnant. Don't get syphilis, and you're fine.
Judas Priest.
You're going with that?
Judas Priest.
I mean, he worked it in
there. We're talking about PR. We're talking about being sensitive to what's going on.
He did a good job of working it in. I'm not saying it's the right context, but it was a good job working it in.
Good execution.
You can get us in trouble.
Michael in Cleveland, yellow.
Bad look.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We got you.
Good morning. Wow. Okay. How y'all guys doing?
We're all right. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay. This is how I feel. Like the not the last caller, but the caller before that. Okay. Now, there was no problem when the owner of the Patriots did what he did, federal investigations. There was no big hoopla over that. Because once he was found not guilty or nothing was charged criminally against him, everything was done and over with. And I do understand the day of Me Too, us guys are scared to say how we really feel about certain things. But come on, gentlemen. I mean, this guy, he took his team somewhere to build, to bond. We need to get over this. Let's let everything happen. Because if he's found not guilty in the civil suit, ain't none of these people going to apologize to him. So let's crucify him when it's time to crucify him. Right now, we'll just let everything play out. Hey, I love the show, and sorry about the syphilis from the last dude.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for the call. There's nothing we can do about it. Up until the syphilis, the guy made several valid points. So, I mean, you mix in, you reward it. What are you going to do?
Is this just a matter, though, by the way, is this just a matter of we're in Cleveland, everyone's going to defend him in Cleveland, outside of Cleveland, everyone's going to kill him? Is that so this is the same as Big Ben?
We're in Cleveland.
We're reduced to the exact same type of conversation?
Maybe if he would have went.
Because in Pittsburgh, everybody defended him.
Maybe that's true, but there's also the case of if he went to Carolina, New Orleans, or Atlanta, three NFC South teams, wouldn't be talking about this morning.
Wouldn't we be saying we dodged the bullet?
We wouldn't be talking about that. I don't know. I think we would, considering Mike Florio is just coming after us with both barrels every single chance he gets.
But it's not just Florio. It's not just Florio.
I understand that. I get that.
There was a lot of criticism over the weekend, and there are a lot of people now waiting to watch Tuesday night, and they're going to throw basically the equivalent of the death sentence at Deshaun Watson after they hear those accusers. You know that's going to happen.
But if we are being measured about this, again, he is operating everything. I did not do this. I am an innocent man. I did not do any of these things, and the facts will bear out. Then he conducts his business as an absolute innocent person like the rest of us would. whether people are comfortable with it or not. Because honestly, what Mike Florio says and what a host of other people said and what you and I say doesn't matter. Because as soon as he gets out there and he starts throwing touchdowns, that's the real PR, is it not? Is it not? I mean, are we being honest with each other? I think we are. The real PR is as soon as he gets out there on the football field and he plays well. If he doesn't play well, then there's going to be even more to go after. But if he goes out there and he plays well, that's where the PR really starts. All this, anything he says, anything he does can be taken as hot air because as soon as he gets on the field and as soon as he starts playing, as we've seen with other scenarios, then we will start to forgive. That's what we do.
That's a local thing.
That he doesn't even need forgiveness for in that case.
But that's a local thing. But I don't know nationally. Is the NFL, I mean, who basically put all the Browns at 1 o'clock this year, are they going to be celebrating Deshaun Watson?
This year,
is their social media going to be putting, or are they going to try to ignore it so that they don't get criticized?
Next year, the year after, maybe not. All right, but I know what I saw that Monday night game with the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the pregame and the lead up to that, and there was basically zero mention of anything that happened in Georgia or Lake Tahoe for that matter. Allegedly happened there. Things that were settled. 216-578-0092. Coming up 8:20, the dangerous one, Darryl Rutter. Up next, he's back, and it'll make one side of the ball much better. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.